Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kahir Chisate. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will launch Bharat Poll portal developed by Central Bureau of Investigation in New Delhi today. The Bharat Poll portal will streamline the processing of all requests for international assistance through Interpol, including the issuance of red notices and other color-coded Interpol notices. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda yesterday said health experts have clarified that HMPV is not a new virus. In a video message on social media, he said that the virus was first identified in the year 2001 and it has been circulating in the entire world for many years. He said that HMPV spreads through air by way of respiration and can affect persons of all age groups. Mr. Nadda added that the health systems and surveillance networks of the country remain vigilant, ensuring the country is ready to respond promptly to any emerging health challenges.
Joint monitoring group meeting was held under the chairmanship of Director General for Health Services on 4th of January 2025 to review the situation. The health systems and surveillance networks of the country remain vigilant, ensuring the country is ready to respond promptly to any emerging health challenge. There is no reason to worry. We are closely monitoring the situation.
Meanwhile, in a statement, the Health and Family Welfare Ministry said that HMPV is already in circulation globally, including in India, and cases of respiratory illnesses associated with HMPV have been reported in various countries. In Tamil Nadu, two cases of human metapneumovirus have been identified. One person has been identified in Chennai and the other one in Salem. Two persons who have been tested positive for the virus have been stable and they are being monitored. The cases now rose to at least five cases of human metapneumoviruses, which causes respiratory illness. All five confirmed cases detected are in children. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan released the draft UGC Regulations 2025 in New Delhi yesterday. The draft is related to the minimum qualification for appointment and promotion of teachers and academic staff in universities and colleges and measures for the maintenance of standards in higher education. The draft regulations will give flexibility to universities in appointing and promoting teachers and academic staff in their institutions. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Pradhan said that this draft reforms and guidelines will infuse innovations, inclusivity, flexibility and dynamism in every aspect of higher education. He congratulated the team of UGC for formulating the draft regulations and guidelines in sync with the ethos of New Education Policy 2020. According to the draft regulations, candidates can pursue teaching careers in subjects they qualify for with NET or SET, even if different from the previous degrees. PhD specializations will be prioritized. The draft regulations encourage the use of Indian languages in academic publications and degree programs. Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda yesterday stressed that sustained partnerships, active participation and a nationwide commitment are essential to achieving the ambitious goal of a TB-free India. He added that the 100-day intensified campaign to eliminate TB under the TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan exemplifies a united approach to TB elimination, leveraging the strengths of diverse stakeholders. Mr. Nadda said this while chairing a joint strategy meeting with line ministries for TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan 100-day intensified campaign. The health minister noted that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has given the clear and call to eliminate TB from the country by 2025, much before the 2030 deadline of the Sustainable Development Goals 2030. Highlighting the strides made by India in the direction of eliminating TB, Mr. Nadda stated that the Prime Minister's vision and the Union Health Ministry's efforts have made India a leader in the elimination of TB. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has announced his resignation as leader of the ruling Liberal Party. He said he will remain Prime Minister until a new leader is chosen. Trudeau, leader of the Liberal Party for 11 years and Prime Minister for 9 years, was facing a rebellion from his own party members and also grew unpopular because of his policies. Making the announcement at a news conference in Ottawa yesterday evening, the Canadian leader said he took the decision as despite best efforts Parliament paralyzed for months. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.